esteemed panelists, and I'm so proud to have them on. First, we have Fritz Kagi, the Cook County Assessor. Kagi holds the designations of Chartered Financial Analyst and Certified Illinois Assessment Officer. Kagi is a member of the International Association of Assessing Officers. And I always have had the distinct pleasure of introducing Bill Brown. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and director of the Cook County Veterans Affairs. And as I might mention, also a proud commander of the VFW Post 311, where I reside at points in time when I have the time to get out there. But as I retire, I'll be with him all the time. He has a guest with him as well that he's going to introduce. But today's discussion centers on the Cook County Assessor's Office services and March 10th virtual town hall presentation. So honor. I'll turn it over to Bill to introduce your special guest and also just to get into the subject matter.
Thank you, Cliff Kelly, and of course, Colonel Adam Damon, for allowing me, excuse me, and the American Heroes Group and Assessor Kagi for allowing the Cook County Veterans Affairs to inform and educate our veterans on resources from Cook County. As mentioned, my name is Bill Brown. I am the director for the Cook County Department of Veterans Affairs. I am a proud, honorably discharged veteran of the United States Air Force. Before I begin my presentation, I'm going to ask our listeners and our viewers if they would take out a pen and paper, as I will provide important information with phone numbers and web links. The mission of the Cook County Veterans Affairs is to inform and educate veterans and their families on available resources and to facilitate access to a network of outreach services. This is accomplished through our quarterly newsletters, virtual town hall meetings, emails, and calls from veterans all over. What does the county do for veterans? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over 8 brief topics that I'm going to go over in a short period of time. So please have your pencil and paper ready for the information I'm going to provide out to you. Mm-hmm. First thing, Cook County offers veterans preferences for all honorably discharged veterans. When applying online for a job with Cook County, you must attach a copy of your discharge papers. Once this is done, as long as you qualify for the position, you will be given a job interview for this position. Number two, another item that we provide is the Cook County Emergency Rental and Utility Assistance Program. Do you live in suburban Cook County and need help with paying rent and utilities due to the COVID-19? Well, the Cook County Emergency Rental and Assistance Program, which has just been launched and will be coming out a little bit more in the early part of this month here, will pay up to 12 months of missed rent and utility payments and up to 3 months of future rent payments. Payments will be made directly to the landlord and utility company. Applications are open early this month, and the email address that I'm going to give you, the website address, is www.cookcountyil.gov. Get ready to apply. Number three, Cook County officials has a legal system. This legal system has been initiated to work with people who are behind or having problems with the rental or mortgage assistance. This is a new initiative aimed at helping residents resolve eviction, foreclosure, debt, and tax and deed issues. This early resolution program provides free legal assistance, counseling, free court mediation, and case management for residents and landlords dealing with eviction and delinquent property taxes. For those of you who are interested in getting more information about the legal assistance, please call 855-956-5763, or you can apply online with the Cook County Legal Aid.org. Number four, the next item that we have is the Recovery Job Training Program. This is in collaboration with the Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership. And this program helps suburban Cook County job seekers to get back to work and find new career opportunities. This suburban Cook County American Job Center is going to be scheduling on-person or virtual appointments to work with trying to get you back into the job market and job placement. The phone number for that is 773-493-4624. Number five is the Cook County Veterans Treatment Court. This is a program specifically designed for individuals who have served in the military and have become involved in the criminal system. This is for veterans who have been arrested and charged with nonviolent crimes such as drugs and theft. Veterans and service members are eligible for veteran treatment court when their enrollment in their courts or program is approved by the courts. Number six is the utility assistance program. I mentioned to you earlier about the emergency rental and utility assistance program. Well, this utility assistance program that I'm mentioning now is we work and partner very closely with CETA. CETA is the Community and Economic Development Association of Cook County. This is a program that assists eligible residents of Cook County apply for utility payments relief. They work with you on your gas, your electric, furnace repair and replacement, and water assistance. For information regarding CETA and how to get assistance with these items, please call their service number at 1-800-571-2332. Number seven, one of the other items that we work with is with the small business program. The Cook County Office of Contract Compliance is holding a virtual workshop for minority-owned, women-owned, veteran-owned, service-disabled, veteran-owned, and persons with disability-owned certification. This is a workshop that's going to take place on Monday, March 10th, from 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Advanced RSVP is required. For those of you who want more information about this webinar coming up on March 10th, I will send you my information at the end of this program. Number eight, Cook County also has the Veterans Discount Military Program. You might remember earlier that this program was offered by Veterans Affairs and the Recorder of Deeds Office. Well, the Recorder of Deeds Office has merged with the Assessor's Office. So now all you have to do is go on the Cook County Clerk's website, which is cookcountyclerkil.gov, and you can apply for that discount card. Last but certainly not least, information that's going to be very beneficial to what Cecil Kiggy is going to be talking about this afternoon is I have information that the VA Regional Office is going to officially open 5 days a week starting Monday, March 22nd. This is brand new. This is just came out recently here. The appointments will be taken on a case-by-case on an appointment will be taken on from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what we'll be doing is they will be doing 30-minute segments. There's a phone number that I passed on to many of you before in my newsletter. The phone number that you can call for the regional office is 312-980-4470. You can either talk to a live person on the phone or you can schedule virtual interviews, which will be taking place on an appointment availability. So this is very important information that's going to be very helpful to you because, as you might know, that the assessor's office did roll over automatic extensions for many of the extensions, which he's going to talk about earlier. Okay. But this phone number that I gave you is very, very important for those new veterans who have never applied for the exemption before. Okay. They still have to get that VA disability letter from the VA, the regional office.
Wait, thank you, Bill. Well, that's fantastic. A lot of great information. And I know the assessor was going to, you know, talk a little bit about his town hall that's coming up. But maybe you can go into that a bit. But I'm going to come back to you, Bill, you know, if we have time to give just to give that number again. But
yeah, let's give that information one more time before we end. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, Fritz Kagi, it sounds like you have a heavy job you're doing. So what is your job involved and what are you planning for us?
Well, I'm the thanks for having me, Damon and Cliff and Bill. That was a perfect lead-in.
Yes.
So my job involves two basic things. The first of all is to value each property in Cook County so we can all divide up the costs of government equally amongst all of us that are paid through the property tax system. And we're working hard to make sure that it's fairer and more accurate for everyone and that we get these numbers right the first time. We've done lots of upgrades to our technology and customer service, and we hope people see the difference. The other thing I do in my job is to apply exemptions to these assessed values. And exemptions are what I'm here to talk to you today about because they help you save money on your property taxes. It reduces your assessed value, and we have a lot of exemptions that everyone qualifies for, but also I wanted to talk about two special exemptions that we have for veterans, especially the veterans with disability exemption, which can almost exempt you from paying all property taxes. And so Cliff's lead-in was Bill's lead-in was great, Cliff, and this is a good, that was a perfect lead-in, and I'd love to talk to people about it because the deadline is March 31st, so we want to help people make sure they got all their documents and applications in order.
Okay, so how can, because we're really struggling with this COVID thing. Actually, I had my second shot today of Moderna, thank God. I
feel congratulations.
Much more relieved. But what do you think about, the veterans as far as the COVID goes and actually, complying with this? Can they do this online? How can they actually fill out the paperwork? Because normally people would go down to the, assessor's office and fill out paperwork and, submit it in person. So what can they do this year? Because it may be a little bit different, right?
Yeah, it is different. We worked really hard to make it convenient and safe for people, for seniors and especially our veterans. There are a lot of things that they can do online. So let me tell you what to do. First of all, so there are 8 different kinds of exemptions. Every homeowner qualifies for a homeowner's exemption, as well as senior citizens. And those exemptions automatically renew. In 2019, we got passed in the General Assembly automatic renewal of the senior exemption. And this year, because of COVID, there are 3 other exemptions that also automatically renew. The senior freeze, the persons with disabilities exemption, and the veterans with disabilities exemption. All of these automatically renew this year. People can go to www.CookCountyPropertyInfo.com. Let me repeat that. It's the www.CookCountyPropertyInfo.com. If you search on Google, it'll be Cook County Property Tax Portal. And people can check if their exemptions were applied last year, and those should automatically renew. And I want to remind everyone that the exemptions appear on the second installment property tax bill that's made in the summer, but they save you money this year. For people who are applying this year for new applicants, the deadline to apply is March 31st, and it can be done online at our website at www.cookcountyassessor.com. Again, that's www.cookcountyassessor.com if you go to the exemption section. And these there's some documents that are required for the Veterans with Disabilities exemption, and I should tell you about that.
Okay, yes. Okay, please do.
Okay, so the Veterans with Disabilities exemption is for veterans with a service-connected disability as certified by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. And the exemption reduces certain amounts of your assessed value on the primary residence of a veteran with a disability. Now, the amount of those deductions depends on the level of disability. Veterans with 70% or more disability receive a reduction that can basically eliminate the property tax obligation. It reduces their equalized assessed value by $250,000. Mm-hmm. Now, here are the documents that are required to apply. A first-time applicant needs to provide a Department of Defense DD Form 214 certified by either the Cook County Clerk's Office or the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. This document is not required for future annual applications, just the first year that you're getting it. And all applicants must provide a disability certification letter from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Also, this important thing to know is a non-remarried surviving spouse of a veteran with a disability who is eligible for the exemption and is using the exemption for the first time or transferring it to a new address, they need to provide the disabled veteran's death certificate and proof of ownership. But this is a very valuable exemption, and just takes a little bit of effort to get these documents ready, but it can really provide big savings for our veterans.
Oh, fantastic. And if you are actually reapplying, if you have applied for it before and you have the DD 214, do you have to get a updated disability certification each year?
Well, this year, because of the passage of a bill in the General Assembly, the Veterans with Disabilities exemption automatically renews if they've had it in the past. So those documents that the first-time applicants have to provide those documents that I just described. But The fact that this renews this year because of COVID is an important benefit. We don't want people to have to show up to come out of their home and expose themselves and others to risk. And so this year, if you already have that exemption, it will automatically renew.
That's fantastic. That's a really great thing that you have been doing. The assessor's office should be commended for that. It's really protecting our veterans. It's protecting people who would otherwise face COVID-19 unprotected. So, and I know I see someone else with you. I see assessor's office over her. So I know she is one of your partners over there.
Yeah, Teresa Chandler is one of our ninjas on exemptions and outreach.
Great.
And she's here with me. There's another veterans exemption I didn't get a chance to talk about, the returning veterans exemption, but I can let her talk about that one too.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes to go, actually almost close to a minute. So I just want this to be really quick because I want you to give that number, get the contact information again very quickly, and then Bill, you can mention that number one more time.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So let me just tell you real quickly. The returning veterans exemption is for veterans who are returning from active duty in the armed conflict who are eligible, and they're eligible to receive a $5,000 reduction in the equalized assessed value of their property just for the taxable year that they've returned. This exemption doesn't automatically renew, and you can apply online at www.cookcountyassessor.com. I want to give you a couple phone numbers here.
Okay, phone number.
I want to give you here's how you can get assistance on obtaining those required documents. Call the Chicago VA regional office at 312-980-4470 or 312-980-4378.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I have to thank all of you for being on. We have to go to commercial break now, but we have to have you back. Valuable information for our veterans. And
if
I'm so
glad.
Yes.
If I could ask everybody if they would just sign up with our newsletter for Cook County at www.cookcountyio.gov.
Okay,
and
great.
And if they want to see, they can call me or email me at veterans.affairs@cookcountyio.gov.
Okay, thank you very much.